What? Just a couple more minutes. All right, I'm awake. Oh, hey there, little buddy. Jeez, it's early, isn't it? Oh, it's so dark out. I thought you'd still be asleep. Oh, don't be shy. I'm not upset. Yes, it's okay, sweetie. I know you were just trying to make sure I got to the office on time. Guess what, though? I took the day off. Are you surprised, baby boy? Oh, yes, it's been a while since you started staying here. Oh, a month to the day, actually. And, well, I thought we should celebrate a little bit. Right, like an anniversary. Or, you know, a month-iversary. Well, I was going to make you breakfast in bed, but I guess I overslept. Hey, was that a smell? It seems you beat me to the kitchen as well. Is that bacon? You are such a good boy. Always making sure I'm taken care of. What would I ever do without you? Seriously, this place was a sty before you showed up. Ah, yes, work keeps me really busy most days. I hardly have enough energy to do chores when I get back. Plus, if I'm being honest, I'm just not the tidiest person in the world. So things just kept piling on. And before I knew it, there were dirty dishes in the sink and clothes strewn all around my room and a whole burrow of dust bunnies by the chimney. I felt like I was living in the academy dorms again. Well, you know, it got so bad I even tried enchanting a mop to clean the floor, but it went on strike after a week. Well, the point is, I'm really glad I have you in my life, sweetheart. And I hope you feel the same about me. I know this has not been the easiest transition. When I first found you, you were just a scared little shadow boy, hiding in an alleyway. Most people just walked right on past without ever realizing what was there, that the darkness concealed something absolutely precious. I, however, was not so easily deceived. A proper witch knows a magical creature when they see one, especially one as adorable as you. My darling baby boy, I only wish I'd found you sooner. It must have been terrifying, suddenly being abandoned in a strange world. I mean, it's one thing to summon a familiar with their consent, but to forcibly bring one here, just to kick them to the curb when you get bored. I promise, if I ever meet the despicable character who hurt you like that, I will turn them into a toad. Sorry. I just get a little emotional when I remember what happened to you. You're right, though. There's no use dredging up the past just now. Today is supposed to be about making new memories. And that's why I took off work. I wanted to spend some more time with you. Well, and there are some things I'd like for us to talk about. Some important things. Oh, no, it's okay, sweetheart. It's nothing bad, I promise. Here, come lie back down in the bed with me. Baby, don't be shy. There's no need to hide. Well, you sleep with me when there's thunder, don't you? This isn't any different. Sweetheart, I can still see you. I'm a witch, remember? Merging into the shadows might work with other people, but it will not work on me. So, come on out, okay? That's my good boy. Now, get under the covers. There you go. Better, right? Here, let me put my warm around you. Ah, I always love cuddling with you, darling. You're much more honest when we're like this. It's true. That usual reticence of yours disappears as soon as I wrap my arms around you. Instead, you just give in and cling to me so sweetly, just as a little shadow boy should. See? You're already calming down. Yes, just lay your head on my chest, baby. Get nice and comfy. Such a good boy. Sweetheart, what would you think about staying here with me a little longer? Well, it's just that we've been together for a while now, and I've become pretty attached to you. And I know you said you'd only be here until you got back on your feet or figured out what you wanted to do, but honestly, there's really no rush. Oh, no, no, honey, you don't have to pay me back for living here. No, of course not. I didn't help you because I wanted something in return. I helped you because I saw a precious little shadow boy, alone and in need of an owner. Honestly, I'm the one who lucked out here. Not many witches get to come home to such an adoring familiar. And even less so, have a cute boy like you waiting on their every whim. I mean, sure, talking cats are all right. But me? I prefer a familiar who can massage my feet after a long day of work. Well, not that you're my familiar. I mean, I don't own you. Not yet, at least. Oh, sorry, I was mumbling again, wasn't I? Well, it was a bad habit of mine. No, it's nothing. I was just thinking out loud. Daydreaming, really. I'm surprised you could hear me, sweetheart. You look like you're about to doze off. Oh, you love snuggling with mistress, don't you? Feeling her pet you ever so softly? Yes, good boy. Just relax right into my chest. Good boy. You are safe with mistress. Is it all right if I call myself that, darling? I never did ask you. Are you sure? I know familiars often use that term with their witches, and, well, I wouldn't want to bring back any bad memories. Oh, well, as long as you're all right with it. You know, you've changed a lot since I first found you, sweetheart. Yes, in a good way. You seem happier and less afraid. Whatever happened with your previous owner obviously left some scars. I was worried that you wouldn't be able to trust anyone after that horrible experience. And yet, I've seen you slowly warm to me over this past month. In fact, you've even gotten a little clingy, sweetie. It was adorable how you kept asking to come to work with me, to be my shadow as I went about my day. You want to be my little bodyguard, don't you? Well, anyway, that was your excuse. But do you know what I think? I think my baby boy was feeling lonely without his mistress. Yes, you missed being close to me. It's all right. You don't have to hide your feelings, darling. I'm not her. I would never abandon you like that, leave you to fend for yourself on the streets. If you were being completely honest, I'm not even sure I'm comfortable with you going out there alone. I mean, it's only been a month after all. And the world can be a scary place, you know? Shouldn't you take some time to adjust? Get used to all of this? Exactly. There's no rush. Oh, I really enjoy having you around. You seem comfortable here. So, it's a win-win, right? Just look how blissful you are, nestling against me. Oh, sweet boy, don't worry, that pretty head of yours. We'll figure this all out. I promise to find you a forever home. Who knows, though, maybe you'll decide you want to stay here for good. That wouldn't be so bad now, would it? Giving Mistress a kiss every morning before she goes to work, keeping her warm at night. You know, you could be mine, baby boy. Oh, I don't want to pressure you, but my familiar, if you wanted. Your heart is beating a little faster, sweetheart. Oh, you're all right. Of course, baby. I meant every word. I would never lie to my sweet little boy. Perhaps this is selfish, but I have a hard time imagining my life without you. This place would feel a lot emptier, colder even. Yes, you're not the only one who's gotten clingy. Can you even blame me? I have the most adorable shadow boy living under my roof, and I was bound to develop feelings for you eventually. Oh, sweetheart, you're shaking. I hope I'm not frightening you. No? Well, don't hesitate to tell me if you become overwhelmed. Promise? Hold you even tighter? Oh, baby, did Mistress make you excited? No, don't feel bad, honey. That's a perfectly natural reaction. My precious baby boy. Your stiffy is poking against my thigh. Would it be all right if Mistress took care of you? Here, turn to face me. Good boy. Just rub yourself against my leg. Yes. Gods, you are delicious. Now, does my darling little pet want to touch his owner's breasts? You've been staring at them the whole time, sweetie. It's all right. I left the top few buttons of my blouse undone so you could see. How about you undo the rest for me, dear? That's it. Oh, go slow. Yes. Help your mistress disrobe. Good boy. Oh, my tits are really soft, aren't they? Yes, gently squeeze them. Yes, massage mistress's plush, pillowy breasts. Ah, fuck. Feels amazing when you play with my nipples. Oh, what a naughty, naughty boy you are. Wait, I think I'm leaking. Oh, what an adorable expression. Well, I may have put a little spell on myself. Sometimes Mistress likes to simulate her nipples when she's pleasuring herself, so I figured why not to give myself some milk as well. Oh yes, you should try, baby boy. It's sweet. Here. Oh yes, good boy. Latch on. Oh, little one. You're grinding into me so desperately. Here, take off your bottoms. Don't be timid. It's too late for that now. Good boy. Yes, and take the top off too. Oh, yes, just get naked for me. Oh, look how beautiful you are. I cannot believe you were keeping this wonderful cock away from me. So hard. Oh, yes, good boy. Feel me wrapping my long fingers around the base, softly squeezing. No, don't stop sucking, sweetie. Oh, such a perfect pet you are. Well, let's get you lubed up. Here, just take some of that precious nectar into your mouth. Spit it out into my hand. Good boy. Now, watch as mistress rubs it all over your throbbing cock. Doesn't that look lovely, sweetheart? My milky essence on your skin. You're nice and slippery now, so I can glide my hand up and down your manhood. Up and down and up and down. Yes, oh good boy. Keep nursing at my bosom as I stroke you. Feel mistress's warm essence going down your throat, coating your tongue. Gods, I can't get enough of this delicious whimpers. You've never felt a woman's touch, have you, darling? I'm glad I could be your first, instead of that evil creature who had you before me. Yes, I'll keep you warm and safe in my arms, sweetheart. Treat you like the good boy that you are. Here, baby, switch sides. Yes, even it out. Ah, yes. Oh, you are so precious when you're suckling, just like a little baby you are. Well, except down there. You're all men, aren't you? I can feel you pulsing in my hand, honey. Are you going to come for me? Don't worry, you can let it out whenever you want. Yes, mistress is going to pump your pretty cock until it bursts. Oh, look how you're bucking your hips, is trying to fuck my hand. Shh, I know you're close. I've got you, baby boy. I've got you. Yes, moan into me as you suckle. Show mistress how you come, little one. Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, empty those lovely heavy balls. Just spurt all your thick cream into my palm. Yes, come for me. Come for me now. Ah. Oh. Oh. Oh, good boy. Such good boy. You're gushing like a fountain. Yes, just let it all out. Every drop. Good boy. Oh, that's it. I said, sweetie, here, unlatch so I can give you a kiss. You made such a huge mess. My hand is completely covered in your cum. Do you think you can clean it, darling? Oh, good boy, you're so eager. Must taste amazing. Oh, you look so sleepy now. Have a little rest, darling. Yes. Because after that, I'm going to have you take me with that virgin cock of yours. It's going to take all day. here. Just go to sleep now, baby. Yes. Just rest your head on my chest. Well, don't you worry. I'm going to wake you up in a little bit. And then we can enjoy the breakfast that you made. And then I'm going to teach you how to please me. Just go to sleep now. Yes, we've got the whole day to ourselves. So I can dote on you as much as I want. My sweet baby boy. Mm.